W4DJW, KN4RJN.
KN4RJN, W4DJW. Hey, John.
Just checking out, see if my computer wanted to hook into that echo link this evening, and it looks like it does now that I don't need it, but sometimes it just will not connect. It'll say it's connected, but it doesn't show anything, you know, on the screen, and I don't know, I tried restarting the computer a couple times last night, and finally had to wind up using my phone.
There's one thing they talk about on the Echolink site where if your IP address changes and it has your device at a certain IP address and that changes, and internet service providers do change your IP address every once in a while, but it's not happy with your IP address not being the same as it was the last time you logged in. When they know they know your call sign, they know what IP address you came from. And I know one of the people who used to log in from like a computer and a cell phone, and they'd go back and forth and back and forth between the two. And if you do that, it's a different IP address every time you go back and forth. And it never wanted to connect for them at all. They had a whole lot of problems getting connected. And that's where I did the research and found out that the Echolink server doesn't like changing IP addresses. That could be it. But I'm not sure that that's it, but that's just a possibility. W4DJW.
A lot of times I can tell if it's going to or not if I click on the repeater, the W4NYK repeater bar on stations, and then move over to the connect button, what it'll do is it'll, you know, you click on it and it's blue, and you move over to the connect button, and as soon as you do that, everything whites out except the call sign on the station listing there, and I know it's not going to connect. If I come back and double click on it, sometimes it'll connect, and sometimes it won't. Sometimes it'll say it's connected, but it's not, or at least it's not showing me on there. So it's just weird, I don't know. But yeah, it could be the IP thing, but you know, it wasn't working yesterday, it's working today, so I don't know.
Well, when you do try to connect with a new IP address, it won't work at that time. But if you disconnect and go away and come back a little while later, then your new IP address is your old IP address, and if you still have that IP address, then that's now your new old IP address and it works. So it's kind of weird. That's kind of weird how it does that. It's some kind of security thing. I'm thinking if he put enough work into it, he could probably figure out a way around that.
Well, I've tried, you know, just shutting it down and restarting my computer, which takes a little while because this one's a little on the slow side when it comes to booting up. Just shut it down completely, restart the computer, bring it back up, and, you know, and it still won't work. And I did that 2 or 3 times last night. I started about 8:15 to see if the silly thing was going to work, and I shut the computer down and restarted it 2 or 3 times, and it still wouldn't work, so I finally just went to my phone.
Well, the IP that the Echolink server sees is the IP from your router, not the IP from your computer. It doesn't know what your computer's IP address is, but it knows what your router's IP address is. So bouncing your computer won't fix that. But your cell phone is going out through a different path. It's probably doing cellular data, unless it's got unless you've got telephone over Wi-Fi, you know, turned on and enabled.
What it is, it's the phone over the Wi-Fi, at least for phone calls. But I've got, you know, I've got the Echolink thing on my phone, and in fact, I can hang on a minute. My phone now. See, I'm in there twice. One time with my phone, and one time on the computer. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, there is. If you read up on, I mean, you have to go read on his site, and it's probably a few hours worth of reading to get through all of it. But you will see that cell phones use a different reverse connect. Like, one of the things I do for my iPad that doesn't have cellular is I've got 2 internet service providers. I've got AT&T and the one that took over Charter. I can't think of it right now, but the one that bought Charter. And I put a Raspberry Pi on the AT&T and made it a proxy server. And I put in my tablet to connect to that proxy and go out through that proxy, because you can only have one on an IP address. And the cellular, there's something that, and you'd have to go read up on it, and you'd have to do a lot of research, but it's out there. He tells how cell phones are a little bit different than other devices. But I'm able to get two devices from my internal network, actually three. I could get my cell phone, my tablet, and my and the Echo Link node itself, all going out through Echo Link, because I've got two internet service providers and a cell phone. So, but there is a limit to how much you can do that.
I know if it won't work on my computer, I can always, you know, hop on the cell phone, and I just mute the cell phone so that I don't have to listen to that echo when I'm on RF. But if I'm gonna try and do net control via Echo Link, once we make the move, this could get dicey. I don't know if I can pull that. Well, yeah, I can pull up the net control software and just try using my phone, I guess. That's one way to, at least on the computer, I can just, you know, I've got the microphone right there. I can just hit a space bar to talk, and that's a little bit easier than having to, you know, tap your phone, talk, tap your phone again, say that you shut it off, and it takes it a lot longer to respond that way.
What might be better is once you get up there to find a local club that has a repeater that's on Echo Link and see if they have a net at the times that you would be having your net on that repeater at that time. Find one that's free for that time and then talk to the repeater committee on that club and see if it's a whole lot easier if you just connect two repeaters together, right? As long as one of them doesn't have a tone, courtesy tone, because if they both have courtesy tones, they just keep each other keying up back and forth. They just go blip, 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 and it just goes on forever. One will blip one, and that one will blip back because it got a blip, and that'll blip the other one, and it'll blip back, and it was just, it's a battle. But we turn ours off during the net. So if you, and a repeater to a repeater connection is a lot faster than a cell phone to a repeater connection. It's a lot quicker. So you would be RF to the local repeater, and that's all you'd have to worry about, right? Is just make the connection, make the two repeaters connect to each other, and then you call the net business as usual on the local repeater there, and it comes out on the repeater here. That'd probably be the best solution.
What is FM Fusion?
So there's multiple ways of doing DMR. Fusion is one of many. There's like when DMR first came out, it was proprietary. There was one, you had to buy a chip and you had to pay royalties to one company. And I absolutely refused to use that, right? Because that's not what ham radio is about at all. Well, others didn't like that. So they came up with their own protocol, a separate protocol that eliminates that chip. But they were just as bad. They didn't make it open source. So now Yaesu has theirs. I think it's called Fusion. And Kenwood has theirs. I don't know what theirs is called. ICOM has the original, the one that's proprietary. I stay away from all of them, all right, because they all have hints of proprietary. Somebody making a ton of money off of a proprietary protocol. And that's just, to me, that's not what ham radio is about.
The repeater in Greensboro, that says it's FM Fusion. So that's unfortunate. Let's see, Mount Mitchell's Echo Link. There's one in Buxton that's Echo Link, and I looked up Buxton, and it's way out on the coast. What else is Echo Link up? Level Cross. I have no idea where that's at. Randolph County. That's Echo Link. There's another FM Fusion. Nag's Head, Bodie Island. That's going to be way out on the course. Let's see. What else is on there? Durham, TV Hill. I don't know if I'd be able to hit that or not. Greensboro. Raleigh-Durham is a little bit of a ways. Break.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to hit Raleigh. That's a few hundred miles. I don't think you're going to be able to hit that.
On King, Sauterton Mountain, in Stokes County. I have no idea where that's at. Franklin. Do you know where Franklin is? In Macon County?
I'm Googling it.
In Salem, has an Echo Link and a Fusion. I don't know if I could hit that or not from Greensboro. Willow Springs. I might have to look up some of these and see where they're at, see if there's any way I could hit them. Kernersville. I don't know where that is either. Not that familiar with North Carolina. Hubert. Don't know where that is either. Conley Springs, South Mountain, St. Paul's, Greenville in Pitt County. Where's Greenville, North Carolina?
I think it's on the other end of the state, and Franklin is on this end of the state, where Greensboro is in the middle of the state, so Greensboro's a long way from Franklin. But I think Greenville, North Carolina's over closer toward the coast.
Study a map in North Carolina, see where the counties are, and I can get an idea.
N4DJC.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Kernersville's right there near Greensboro. John in Franklin, North Carolina, is over here on the western side of the state, and just like Greenville, North Carolina, is over near, you know, not too far from Wilmington, I think. But you might, South Mountain is right there at Morganton, between Shelby and Morganton, I think. And you might, I don't know, you might be able to hit that W4BFB repeater in Charlotte, maybe. I think, I don't know what the repeater in Sherrill, South Carolina, that's a good ways away, but that one might work. And the one in Rock Hill, K4YTZ, I think that one or one in Rock Hill may be a link, but I'm not sure if you can get into those or not either from Greensboro.
There's a repeater right there in Brown Summit, which is where I'm moving to, but it doesn't have Echo Link apparently. What was the other one you mentioned? It says King. Sauterton Mountain.
It is, but I would imagine. Yeah, I don't know where it is. I'm not going to guess.
Stokes County. Do you know where that is?
Nope, but it doesn't sound very close.
Then I might have to. I have to look at a map in North Carolina and figure out where the counties are, if I can get an idea where some of these places are. Durham's a little too far away. That one, Sauterton Mountain, I don't know what that is. Franklin in Macon County has an Echo Link. Do you know where Franklin is?
Yeah, Franklin's up above Highlands, up in that area. It's on the western end of the state.
So I found a way to figure it out.
Winston-Salem, that's a little ways away, too, I believe. But, yeah, well, anyway, I'll research it, and I'll find something, and we'll figure it out.
So, John, let me see if I got it. Yeah, on the Echolink site, they have a page for finding Echolink statuses. Show all links, show links near a latitude and longitude, show links near a grid square, or show links near a city. I put in Greensboro, North Carolina. The first one is Hillsboro, North Carolina. There's one that's 38.9 miles from Greensboro. That is Echolink enabled. Its call is W4BAD, W4BAD-R repeater. That's a Hillsboro, North Carolina Echolink enabled repeater. The next one is that same call sign, dash L, 39.5 miles away from Greensboro. The next one is KV7D, That's in Chapel Hill. The next, and that one is 40.2 miles away. The next one is WR4AGC-R. That's Durham, North Carolina, which is 47 miles away. So you can go down that list. Just plug in Greensboro on that. Go to the Echolink site and look up statuses, link statuses, and plug in the city and North Carolina and hit return, and you just get a long list of Echolink repeaters and the state that they're in, W4DJW.
Working on the site, but let's see, that one you said was W4 bad. Let me see if I can find that one. Yeah, there it is. Oxford in Granville County. 145-170. I'll have to find him and see who's running that drill.
Okay, well, I'm going to go fill my water because there's only like 10 minutes to the net, so you guys carry on. W4DJW, I'll be back in a few minutes.
Well, standing by for net. I'm going to do a little searching here. But I'll catch you later, 73, scan 4RJN's here.